Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month. Brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, I'll be honest. Uncle Looney on the YouTube chat got me. I thought Leonard Floyd played yesterday. I didn't see his name in the box score.
Bonte was crushing him early.
And then I was like,
well,
he played? Of course he played.
Man.
And then his name got mentioned about 20 minutes ago, and Uncle Looney says, yeah, Floyd didn't play yesterday. I didn't realize that he meant...
He didn't do a damn thing!
He didn't register.
Man!
Any stat.
I'm telling you, Stein, he's going to start with... I don't know if you know this about corporations, but when there's a takeover or things aren't good, you know who goes first? People that make the most money. And blame in sports is kind of like that. When things ain't going right, they say... Who's making the most on the defensive side of the ball? And it's Bosa, and it starts with him. We can't say he's not getting enough help. I just need more them to be more disruptive. How about that? Sacks ain't everything. Sometimes pressures are better, Donnie.
Fred Warner had 7 solo tackles, 2 assists. Nick Bosa had 4 solo tackles, an assist, and 2 big sacks that changed the momentum of that game.
See, now you're going to have me troll. Yeah, there you go.
I mean,
third down was they. If he Darnold keeps this, owned it.
If he keeps this pace up, he's going to end with 17 sacks this year.
Yeah, stats
Did
ain't
Bosa
anything,
have one last
Steiny?
Year? Last week? Did he get one?
Yeah, he got one.
Oh, boy. Yeah. He's on a pace. Oh, he didn't? Oh, gosh.
What did Leonard I say? Floyd had one last
that's
week.
That's right. That's right. Bosa should have gotten a half.
See, we said
Bosa
it at the
shouldn't
game.
Have gotten
Evan,
a half.
I was there. You're right.
Boy, if they would have credited him with that sack in week 1.
So he's got 2 on the year. Boy, and one gift, because Darnold gave him the second one.
Hey, half a life is showing up.
Sam Darnold won the revenge game, Steiny. Think about that.
It's a team game.
Yeah.
It's a team game. That's what I always feel like.
Mm-hmm.
So, 888-957-9570 is the number. Niners, they get beat yesterday by the Vikings, 23-17.
It wasn't really that close. You mind me saying that?
I don't mind when you say anything.
Well, you do.
Well, when you're, you know.
Hey, what did you want to read that you said? Goo, I don't want to read it to you.
Oh,
no, anyway, you forgot. I'm going to think about that during the break.
I know what it was.
Dude, my skin is as thick as all that. Come on now.
As thick as cray paper. All right, let's go back to the thing that I know will bother Goo, and it is...
Some said Wendy was me, but she's not. Wendy was great.
Let's see.
By the way, who do you guys think leads the NFL in passing yards right now?
Brock Purdy.
I'm going to say
I'm right, dude.
Is that a good thing?
No, I know. I actually saw that stat just about a 5 minutes ago.
I was going to say Brock Purdy.
It is Brock Purdy.
Oh,
he's cooking. He's cooking.
Something's up. It's 8 quarters. And then what will you give me for this? Because you gave me the victory lap on being worried about McCaffrey. The 6 field goals. last week against the Jets.
Here we
do
go.
You think there's a correlation now that they go 2-for-10 on third down?
Well, are we talking red zone or third down? Those are two different things.
No, I'm putting it all in the same bucket.
I wouldn't
efficient.
Do that. I wouldn't
what
do
happened
that.
To the team and the offense being efficient? Is it a byproduct of, I'm just asking you, is it a good enough excuse that there's no McCaffrey? Because last I looked, we talked about what was still here, and there was Kittle, there was Ayuk and Debo, and Kyle, and Juwan Jennings.
Small sample size.
All right.
Two games.
All right.
Shoot, I can't find
it. It don't matter.
I'm looking. Let's go hear from our guy Word. Word is in Oakland.
Give it to us.
What's up, Word?
Oh, man. Steiny, you must have woke up with the biggest smile.
Why?
That's your cat style.
Why?
Because, dude, you don't remember how we met. How we met is exactly who you are today, and it's hilarious.
Wow.
Because you love – I could tell the story, but I'll do it another time. But you love to, like, when the Niners win a game, you love to let them know that, hey, this is temporary. It's not going to stay the same. But when the Niners lose a game, you're going to spend the next 2 days, maybe the Wednesday, trolling us, talking about how, what did you just say? Oh, here's your boy, the receiver from Jefferson, talking about how, the Moody Ward talking about how Colin doesn't know what he's doing. Like, really?
No, that was Guru. That was you.
You said that. When Guru asked me to run it back, you said, okay, here's Moody Ward talking about how they don't know what they're doing. So, you can cut me off. I understand. You don't want to hear this. But, dude, this is how we met. You walked up on me, tippy-toed up outside the Golden Bear, talking about, yeah, what's up with your Niners? What's up with your Niners?
Oh, boy.
You do this to people. Like, no. You're going to do this till about Wednesday, and then you're going to say, hey, Niners, it was just one game.
Exactly.
You're going to say everything that we're trying to say to you now. It was just one game,
exactly.
Man. Like the dude said earlier. Remember the Niners lost 48-8 to the Eagles in 94 when they won the Super Bowl? Do you know how I thought the ceiling was crashing down?
I still like their chances. And I was back in Philly.
I know you do, but you're not going to let us know that you like their chances.
What are you talking
about?
That's
why I want everybody to understand. Stop listening to him after a loss, especially on Monday.
Wow.
I heard you say you called the team and you called the coach incompetent. You said he don't know what he's doing.
I never called him incompetent, Kyle Shanahan. Please.
Oh, my God. You don't listen to yourself. You make us listen to you, but you don't listen to yourself.
Word. I love Kyle Shanahan. I'm fighting
Word
against
got the
all
full
these
court press
I'm,
going.
I'm fighting against these people that have made their minds up that he can't
exactly.
win the big one already.
Yeah. All you're doing is trying to keep us even keel. I
That's
get
right.
it. I'm just talking to the fan.
Thank you.
Stop reacting to him on Monday after a loss. We're going to lose games, man.
No.
If you ask every Niner fan how many games we're going to lose, they might say 4, they might say 7, but they'll never acknowledge the day before that loss that they're going to lose game.
Give me a word on this real quick because you've been phenomenal. What concerned you the most about yesterday? Just give us what jumped out to where you like, you know what, Goo, that's a problem.
A lot to choose from, man.
Honestly, I don't, because I know we're going to lose games. When we lose games, the team don't look good when they lose. Like, the Chiefs didn't look good. They just happened to pull it out.
But what about the lack of pressure?
Like, the Ravens, you really think the Ravens are worse team than the Raiders?
No.
Like, they just got beat that week, too.
All right.
Honestly, okay, pass rush would be nice. I don't understand what Bosa. Actually, Bosa. I'd be like, dude, I'm tired of hearing about everybody else's pass rushers getting money and beasting.
Wow.
And my man over here is this. He's holding up the line. He's you know, getting containing, and
yeah.
I don't want containment.
Yeah.
I need wreckage. I would like wreckage from the D-line. That's not – I'd like wreckage from the D-line. But everything else is like – I mean, it's football. It's week two. We 1-1. Fine. Like, if we were – you know, what's funny is when we're 8-0, we still complaining. We at no point will the Niner fans – or Steiny ever let us enjoy success.
Well, I appreciate it.
Word, I think that a lot of 49er fans have trouble enjoying success. It's been a great run for the last 5 years, but it's not enough for some. Let me just remind you, Word, I love you.
Yeah, well, first of all, Tim, I don't think you can ever make an assumption that you're ready for a Super Bowl. You got to earn that every year.
Yeah, and that's why They got to prove it this year that they're a Super Bowl contender.
No doubt about
it. And I anticipate they will.
But let me tell you what Word did.
Yeah.
The same thing Film on Mike did Friday. He's dealing with the loss, and he's lashing out, and today he chose you. Snotty, yeah, that's how they deal with it.
That's fine.
And you see how long he took when I said, what really jumped out at? Because it can be a litany of things. Like, I don't know what I'm concerned most about this loss, and I'm going to watch it again tonight, I swear, after Monday Night Football. But, Snotty, those are the best watches when you're watching back. But I don't know if it's Purdy and the offense or the lack of pass rush in the secondary being around Naylor for that third down. It was crucial. Three Niner players there and defensive backs, and they're just doing everything but deflecting the ball. So is this a one-off? It very well may be. But if not, then it's problems here by the Bay until your boy comes back, right? And we don't know when that is.
Well, you better win some games while he's gone.
Oh, wow.
Yep. And he'll be gone for at least three more games.
Eligible to come back. I forget against who, but yeah. Eligible to come back.
Yeah. I mean, the other thing about this is, didn't we expect a little bit of a slow start because of the offseason they had?
But I thought we put that to bed when they went out and kicked the Jets' ass.
Let me tell you what our producer Evan once said. Last year, they started 5-0. And everybody thought everything was done at that point. And as it turns out, Bosa ended up wearing down a little bit. And Evan's point was, you know, we thought it was taken care of after five games, but these things linger. And so the reality of the situation is one game at the beginning of the season doesn't mean everything's solved or doesn't mean everything's clicking. Maybe, here we are in week two, and maybe we felt the residual of Trent Williams and Brandon Ayuk not being at camp, and we're seeing a little manifestation of the timing between Purdy and Ayuk not up to speed.
But
and
now they have five balls in Brock, that is.
Right.
Ayuk had five targets, okay. And Brock Ayuk caught four.
Right.
So it's not about – it wasn't like they were 3 of 8. 4 or 5 is pretty damn good. What I'm starting to get worried about is the separation and then them finding holes. And
explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Debo had 100 yards yesterday. He had a good game, but was it really that 100 yards to where the Vikings were like, oh my God, how do we stop number one? I never felt that way. He had a great toe tap catch. I thought that was going to get overturned. Debo did, Stoney. But never once in the air with the 300 yards, if that's what's going to make you go to bed easier tonight. Oh, we threw for 300. Really? Because that was a nasty 300. A lot of it came when the game was over. So I could say the same with Debo getting 100 yards. I just want to know why Kyle Shanahan, he'll talk today, Stoney, if he hadn't already, why you only ran it 20-something times? Why you only gave your boy 20 touches?
Gosh,
that's the money question.
Somebody on the text line, I couldn't find it, but they basically said, Goo, 20 rushes for Jordan Mason when you're behind the whole game isn't that low.
Well, there's two behinds. When you're down a touchdown, that's like it's tied. You still can do what you want to do. When you get down 17 or you get down 27-7 like it was going to be before Warner went Superman, then you ditch your script. But to continuously run the ball and do what you do, Steiner, you can still do that down 10 or 7 points.
No, they were down 20-7 at one point.
Yeah.
Ohio Daniel in Martinez. What's going on, Ohio Daniel?
What's going on, guys? How are you?
Hey.
Doing well.
Hey, Guru, just calm down. You're worried about all the efficiency and everything like that. They almost ran the ball as many times as they threw it. The only reason why they had to get away from it so much is, like you were just saying, they were down by 2 scores.
All right.
But also, that game, Minnesota was just, they were tougher. Like, they were hitting harder than San Francisco was. And it kind of reminded me, I'm going to toot my own horn, but it kind of reminded me of the Browns game, beat the Niners. So, but the Niners are going to be fine. They're probably going to be in the Super Bowl. Don't stress.
All right.
You guys, like, you guys are doing a great job. You're doing a great job. You. And Don't let anybody get you. You didn't say anything about stuff. You didn't say anything wrong.
Thank you.
Did not say anything wrong.
I appreciate it.
Word was a pit bull.
Guru did, though.
Word was a pit bull on you, Stoney.
Please.
You shook it off?
Shook it off? I don't even know what he was saying.
He got your pants and was biting him. Yeah, I'm playing.
Let's go to Eric is in San Francisco. What's up, Eric? How you doing, buddy? You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ-FM and HD1 San Francisco. Always live in the free Odyssey app, Twitch and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. What's up, Eric? How you doing, man?
What's up, guys? Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
First time calling on. I think, for the most part, your roster is still the same, but I have a long-term possibility. The only addition that really bothers me that might have affected your whole team, when you guys brought on Brandon Staley, the same problem on offense the Chargers had is starting to show up on the Niners staff and their whole team. And maybe that might be playing into why it seems to be very, very inefficient now.
What specifically?
Because he is. You guys brought up, they don't seem to be able to score touchdowns. They're just settling for three or just not moving to their best of their abilities given their roster.
Yeah.
I don't know if you can point out any specific.
Yeah, but he's there for the defensive help. He's not there for the offense, Donnie, if that's what he meant, right? Yeah, Staley has nothing to do with the offense.
Have to ask that again. You can stop asking that
He was
question.
Relieved of his duties, but defensively, man.
Yeah, he's talking about Brandon Staley, not Joe Staley.
Yeah.
If anybody,
I'm willing to go
confused.
Out on a limb and say this might, 15 more games left, partner?
Yeah.
This will probably be one of their worst games, collectively. I don't think that's too far-fetched. I mean, man, to start the game out, punt, block punt, downs. And when did Shanahan turn into this renegade where he's going for it every time? I ain't mad at it, but, man, he's ultra-aggressive. It's all good when it works, Donnie.
Well, it's a lot of people have criticized him for not going, not being aggressive enough.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I don't know what you want him to do. Yeah. I thought all three were smart decisions, but or not. I mean,
I didn't question any of them. You're going. I questioned the
throw on the fourth down out near the goal line. That's one thing. But I didn't see yesterday looking at where the down and distance was and thought, oh man, what are they going for this? What are they going for this?
Yeah,
what are they going this for?
Yeah, you know? The 408 says, hey, Goo, they were still in the game until that last field goal. So the run was always in play, and that's how I feel. Stoney, I don't feel like it got they had to go away from it. They just that was a choice. And we'll find out maybe today, tomorrow, later on in the week why. But moving forward, right now, your best offensive player is the backup to Christian McCaffrey, and you need to feed him.
Come on. Their best offensive players, well, number two, one.
Through two games, it's been
yeah, but I mean,
yeah, when you're 2-10, I'm not blaming Debo. You're not – you're whatever's happening is not happening on the money down. So when I look at collectively 8 quarters of football – the guy that's been at his top of his game through 8 quarters, Donnie, right now is the running back, Baby Marshawn.
He's not Baby Marshawn.
Right. Looks just
if
like
you
him.
Have to monitor his carries.
Well, now he might say you don't got to monitor anything, and you didn't have to do anything week one. Why did you do it week two? Just a thought.
I'm just
but
saying.
But he still averaged 5 and got you a buck on the ground.
I'm not making a judgment on 20 carries because – the fact of the matter is, McCaffrey's hurt, and he's going to be hurt for the next month, essentially. He's not going to play. So if he can't go, if he can't hand the ball to Jordan Mason 28 times, I can't blame him for doing that, or for not doing that, rather, if he doesn't think the guy can hold up. We have no idea what Jordan Mason's durability is like, and I got to believe Kyle at least has some idea of what it is.
Yeah, will you give me this, though? He looked like what he did Monday night when he got the ball.
Yeah, he looked good.
All right.
No doubt about it. Raider for life.
Hurt.
You got to take. I agree with you, Raider for life.
Oh, about who?
Yeah, you got to put some respect on Marshawn Lynch's name by comparing Jordan Mason to him.
But
you know what, Raider for
it's
life.
It's a compliment to Mason.
You. Oh, but
Marshawn is Hall of Fame worthy, and he's headed there.
It's clear shade at Marshawn Lynch. You've just compared a guy who started 2 NFL games to a future Hall of Famer. I think he's got a point.
If Evan and I were in the Cadillac right now, he would understand how that was flattering and a compliment to one Marshawn Lynch. Only you, Mr. Durant.
No, Evan said he didn't think it was appropriate either.
Right. I'll let him tell me. Stop. That's a hell of a compliment. He's strong,
yes, but it's
wears you down. I'm not saying
stop.
He's there. Stop what?
Stop. He's not Marshawn Lynch. Stop. Stop!
Oh, boy.
We don't know that
well,
yet.
He's not Marshawn when you stop him at 20 carries.
He's only played 2 games. He's a starter.
We'll do
stop.
It tomorrow the rest of the week. What's your biggest second guess of yesterday? My biggest second guess from Kyle is, why did you stop at 20?
No,
why did you throw 3 straight times first and goal early?
Yeah.
That's like my biggest Monday morning quarterback critique.
And there's always a lot of them after you lose.
Wow.
Joe in San Jose. What's up, Joe? How you doing?
What's going on, gentlemen?
Hey.
All right, Steinman.
Oh.
I got to ask you a question.
Go ahead.
Now, watching these two teams,
yeah.
I was at a barbecue yesterday,
nice.
And I was getting ridiculed that I'm a Niner fan. I'm a Cowboy fan.
Mm.
But Jed York is doing everything in his possibility to win a championship. And on the other end, Jerry Jones is doing everything to destroy an organization. Am I somewhere close or... Mm. Spot on or something?
I just go for the sake of it. Yeah, go ahead.
I'm going to remain silent for now. Go ahead.
I'm just trying to get to you. I mean, the 49ers, they're not going to have a problem. They're going to bounce back, whatever. McCaffrey comes back.
You.
The wheels will start get back on the track.
Yeah.
But as far as at Dallas, you got to. Gary Jones is on cancer. He's killing his own squad.
No argument here.
Appreciate it. No, I'd probably rather have Jed York than Jerry Jones. But Jones has Super Bowls.
Yeah,
Jay doesn't.
Well, I was, man, the owner 3-game losing streaks, Donnie. 3 Super Bowl losing streaks. Boy, you don't, I know you're over there like, Guru, you get worried in the first quarter. You don't know what this game and this outcome has done to me, like tonight, Atlanta, Philly. I'm done with the prognosis. Well, I'm just going to watch it.
Why now, after you've been watching for 40 years?
Because I would have gave you my heart yesterday that the Niners were going to beat the crap out of Minnesota. And Minnesota went in there and kicked their ass.
Right.
It was really, in my mind, the Guru computer 27-7.
Your computer is haywire.
No, it's not. It's full of information and data. And I'm just telling you, I'm growing up, man. Just accept it.
But I'm telling you that I've worked with you for 7 years, and you're not.
You don't like
You're as surprised today as you were 7 years ago when an underdog wins in the NFL. I don't understand it. You're as surprised today.
They got whipped, partner.
They got beat.
Were you not surprised at all, Steiny?
Yesterday.
Not in the context of watching NFL football. Mm. No, I wasn't. I'm sorry.
Evan, I guess that'll constitute a no. But
how many underdogs won?
You expected the Vikings to win.
Yeah, that's all.
That I didn't expect them to win, but the fact that they won isn't some monster upset.
Don't go to other examples to hammer home your point.
But that is my point. My point is the favorites don't always win in the NFL.
No doubt. But this one was a shocker.
Like, why was it a shocker?
Because Minnesota and Sam Darnold are not on the level of the San Francisco 49ers.
According to you and everybody thinking of last year. The 49ers didn't have their best offensive player. Their second best or third best offensive player, Ayuk, didn't have training camp. Trent Williams didn't have training camp. They're missing Pearsall. I mean,
I'm just wondering how long we're going to use the training camp thing. Because, like, I know you keep laughing, Steiny. CeeDee Lamb is putting up numbers.
I mean, I would look at it. I'm serious. I'd look at it the other way. Like, why would you guys always expect your team to win just because they're a favorite? All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. We can get more into that on the other side. Download the Odyssey app directly from our QR code on both YouTube and Twitch, brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low-rate auto loan, apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer.
Didn't surprise me. We knew we were up for a challenge. Sam is a hell of a quarterback. He's got a lot of arm talent, and we also knew just scrambling-wise it was going to be a different challenge today, and he got us in a couple scrambles, too, that he's done that his whole career. He's done it in college, and we knew we had a challenge.
Oh! Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
That was Kyle Shanahan talking about the loss to the Vikings and the play of Sam Darnold, former San Francisco 49er. He's the backup last year. Let's just go see how many. Okay, Bills, Dolphins, Bills won. They were favored.
Okay.
Saints.
They were
an underdog.
Yeah, they won that. Shocker.
Buccaneers went into Detroit and won.
Shocker. That's two.
Packers over Colts. That was probably right. Yeah. Jets beat the Titans.
They were favored by 5.
Vikings, they beat the Niners. They were an underdog.
That's 3 underdogs.
Seahawks at Patriots. Seahawks probably weren't an underdog, I wouldn't think. Giants, Commanders. I mean, I look at those two.
Yeah.
You know, Chargers beat the Panthers. They were favored. Browns beat the Jaguars in Jackson. Raiders beat the Ravens.
That's a big one.
That's an upset for sure. Cardinals over the Rams.
Another big one.
That's 5. And then the Steelers, Broncos, Texans. So about 5. You know, 5 of the games went to the underdog on Sunday. At least
I guess real quick here, Steiny, I'm omitting that the Niners are a wounded animal. However we got here, the bottom line is they're without McCaffrey for the next 3 to 4 weeks, hopefully, and there is no Greenlaw and there is no Hufanga. So bottom line is, you know, do I need to slow my roll on expectations? But week one, they handled the Jets, but they were exploited yesterday. The lack of pass rush, the secondary, they couldn't convert on third down offensively, so I'm shocked.
Let's go to Kyle Shanahan talking about what's going on with Christian McCaffrey.
Nobody knows. You know, we're dealing with tendonitis, so there's not one person knows. He doesn't know. We don't know. We're going to take it day by day. If I put him on IR, it's at least 4 weeks, so that'll give him some time to rest and kind of protect him from himself, us too. And no matter how he's feeling, it's four at the minimum.
Man. All right, so that's what we're finding out about Christian McCaffrey. Kyle Shanahan says nobody knows. What we do know is he'll be missing the next three games, though, for certain. Hey, you know who Luke Kuechly is, right?
Yeah.
One of the greatest linebackers to ever do it.
Panthers.
Yeah. He played with Christian McCaffrey. He was a former teammate of McCaffrey. He was talking about what not having Christian McCaffrey means, and he looked on the bright side. Take a listen.
At some point, Christian's going to be back, and he's going to be great. So what I think it does in the short term is it makes him a better offense. Huh. It makes him an offense that says, hey, if Christian's not in the game, what are we going to do? And it kind of leans itself forward to other options, too. If Debo's not in game, what are we going to do? And then when Christian does come back, it's like a little bit of juice in their veins. Now we got one of our best players in the NFL back. So I think they're going to be okay. You look at their roster, it's Kittle, it's Ayuk, and Debo Samuel, and they have one of the best coaches in the NFL in Kyle Shanahan. So I think they're going to be fine. I think you're going to get a healthy Christian McCaffrey, and you're going to get a juice of energy when he comes back, because I love Christian. I think he's the best running back in the NFL. And the energy and the passion that he plays with when he comes back, sometimes as the season goes on, it's week five, it's week six. And when you're as good of a team as you are as the Niners, I know they lost yesterday, but sometimes the regular season gets boring. Like, man, I'm ready for the playoffs. And when a guy like Christian comes back from being out for a few games, it's just a juice and a burst of energy that gets influxed into your team. And it's just really good. So I think you get Christian the opportunity to get healthy. You get a young guy in there to take some of the snaps from Christian early in the game or early in the season. And then you figure out what's life like without Christian, which just get better as a team. And when he does come back, we're going to be that much better.
That was Luke Kuechly, former Panthers linebacker and teammate of Christian McCaffrey, talking about the silver lining maybe to having Christian McCaffrey missing some of the early season. He's going to miss the first five games. And according to him, he thinks that if and when he gets back, they'll be maybe more suited to make a run.
I'll tell you what, you talked about just the great shape Debo Samuel's been in, and he had 8 for a buck 10 yesterday, averaged 13.8 a pop. His longest catch was 28 yards, but I think another benefit, or a guy that's benefiting from no McCaffrey, you tell me what you think, Johnny, George Kittle, 7 for 78 yards, had a touchdown, a long one of 25, and I think this is the second game in a row. Now, one of those plays that you passed it, I wish it would have went to him. I don't think one went to him. I could be wrong. He got one right, like at the 3-yard line, Kittle did. And then the next plays, they couldn't get it in. But I'd like to see him more featured. But I think he's benefiting from no McCaffrey. And to that sound, I'm not here to be negative, Stoney. That sounds good, but it sounds good when you know that he's coming back. What if we find out he's not back, or there's a – I hear you. But that's how dangerous this thing is, and how you can't just trick off games. And I'm not saying they tricked yesterday off. They were favored, but I just thought they were the better team.
This from the 925 on the Xfinity Mobile text line. This is some tough love for 49er fans. How do you feel about it? And don't
kill the
forget
messenger.
I'm not
all right
saying it. But the 925 says it's funny how Niner fans automatically think they're better than they are. They're getting older. Trent looks older and tired. He got beat all day. Defense is just average. Quit mentioning these names on defense other than Warner like they mean anything. They are not close to the same team. That is M. That's from M.
Damn.
Or might not make the playoffs. I'm sorry. It's not from M. It was the M that said might not make the playoffs. Well, we'll see. Yeah. I mean, it's still.
But if you look up and down that defensive line, and I know who's not here. Randy Gregory's not here. Chase is not here. Armstead, all the whipping boys for what was wrong. But now you look at the defensive line yesterday, Stoney, and they left a lot to be desired. Fred Warner is Superman right now, but he also needs some help. But Stoney, the secondary, and when I hear one of the studs in the secondary say he didn't agree basically with the game plan, he's more involved and in tune with the game when he's following the best receiver, that's a red flag. So I don't know if we'll ever know if Sorensen pulls him to the side, or is that a job for the head coach to be like, dude, you can't be calling us out like that. You think you may not be, but you are.
Well, let's take another listen to that. Tre'Varius Ward, is this sound, what he said about yesterday, going up against Justin Jefferson and how the defense played Justin Jefferson? Here's what Tre'Varius Ward says. Is it a red flag?
Would you have liked to have been matched up on him more often today?
Yeah. I mean, I feel like I play best when I play best when I follow the best receiver around, and but that wasn't the game plan. You know what I mean? When I'm following the best receiver around, you know, I'm always alert. You know, I'm ready for the challenge. But you know, that just wasn't the game plan. You know.
All right. Well, I guess I took it as he was saying, I'm not always alert. You know, when I'm not following the best, you know, receiver. But, I mean, the proof is in the pudding, and yesterday they weren't good enough.
Nope, they lose 23-17 to the Minnesota Vikings. And now they play the L.A. Rams, who are, they need a win.
Good God, they'd be 0-3. I know we'll get to them later on this week, but man.
Yeah, I mean, I don't have a huge problem with what Ward said. You know, it's like a guy saying, well, I'd rather play up-tempo than hand the half court, or I'd rather play, you know, I'd rather we throw the ball more than run the ball. I'd rather be covering this guy than that guy.
I'll tell you, the last Ward that said something like that plays for a team in Houston. Ward would say some stuff like that, who is one of my favorites of all time, Stoney, but I just got to be careful with that type talk.
Well, the interesting thing is Ward is the one player, along with Dominic Lenore, who Lador, who said, you know, those are the two guys that some people think may be the odd men out if and when you got to start paying Purdy and maybe Kittle and maybe Debo and whoever else.
And go ahead, Snotty.
No, go ahead.
No, it's just Minnesota's defense under Brian Flores did a lot of things that we saw them do last year, which resulted in a win, and also Cleveland steal from. Snotty, they went and they manned up the Niner receivers. They were daring Brock Purdy to beat them, and they couldn't beat them. And if you're telling me, I know, you think, hey, Ayuk and their specialty ain't getting behind receivers. You got to make them pay. You got to make teams and defenses pay when they try to go man. And we saw what happened when the Niners went man, giving up 97 yards, yakums.
I want to listen to Kevin O'Connell. He's the head coach of the Minnesota Vikings. And he talked first about former 49er Sam Darnold.
You know, playing quarterback and playing it at a really high level, some huge third down conversions. You know, we were able to kind of piece together some plays there. A lot of guys taking reps. I want to highlight Keenan McCardell and that receiver group, because we're already down Jordan. We're already down TJ. Plays are built with number 18, you know, as a focal point. We got a lot of double coverage today on him, and he was still able to have his impact. But then when he goes down, there's so many moving, it's musical chairs. I rely on those guys in that moment to try to piece together some plays on the fly there, and I thought that was only for a field goal, but I thought it was our biggest drive of the day for sure.
Man. He was talking about the one that put him up 20-7, I believe, not the one that clinched, because or the one that they got the field goal and put him up two scores. 888-957-9570 is the number. And the San Francisco 49ers, they get beat yesterday by the Minnesota Vikings. They lost to the Vikings 22-17 last year. This year it's 23-17. And apparently the Vikings, 2 years in a row, have done a nice job defensively against the Niners, though they've been banged up in both of those games. Nevertheless, the Minnesota Vikings did what they had to do, Goo, and they're quietly now 2-0.
Yeah, and that's an impressive 2-0. And anytime you beat the defending National Football Conference champs like they did, I mean, you got to be feeling good. And now I'm wondering, you know, I won't dare say this, it's all been about the Niners quarterback, and rightfully so, and how much he'll sign for, but the guy they let walk or dipped, Sam Darnold, outdueled him. And if you told me who's got more arm talent right now, which you didn't ask, but I'll share it with you, Stoney, is Sam Darnold. So this is a big week for the Niners to turn around and face a division foe and a coach who is your coach's rival in Sean McVay. I just, again, football, Stoney, I'm not John Madden, rest in peace, is won at the line of scrimmage. And they got dominated in both. That's why I feel like this is overly concerning. Or was it just a one-off?
Here is more sound from the Minnesota Vikings locker room. Last week we heard Kyle Shanahan talk about how he loved the 49ers rushing 37 times. It was what he mentioned right off the bat in the postgame locker room. What did the Minnesota locker room sound like after yesterday's win?
12-round title fight. We talked about it last night. We took some punches. We delivered some blows. Backed each other up. Whether it was the defense picking us up on a short field, whether it was the offense down some players now, eating up over 6 minutes of clock and going down there with Willis real quick. Play style is something we are all about. We live it. We breathe it. We just went toe-to-toe for 12 rounds with a team that defines themselves by it. This just kind of feels like everybody gets a game.
Oh, that was great. Look at you. What's that look for? You were impressed? I mean, that was great. He got the pulse of his team and reminded him just who they beat.
No, I love those locker room sound bites after wins and after losses.
So now who do we have, Stoney, as far as kryptonite for Kyle? Schwartz, he did the thing with Cleveland last year. We talked about his record. I think now we can put Flores in there, right, bro? Because, I mean, that's back-to-back. And there was one more. It ain't McVay, because McVay never wins in the regular season, but he won in the NFC Championship game. But, that's got to be Andy Reid.
Or Spagnuolo.
No, both. Let's put both of them in there.
Yeah. Wow. Sam Darnold looked really, really good. He looked really good. He looked like a hell of a quarterback on that team.
We didn't even talk about the interception he threw to Fred Warner, which was a great play in the red zone. They were going in for points there.
Yep.
Minnesota was. So Minnesota moved the ball all day long. That's a red flag for Nick Sorensen in his game.
This from the 669. I think some people forget that Sam Darnold was the number three pick overall. Three or two? Two or three. He was three. For a reason, he just unfortunately was on the Jets early in his career.
And he admitted to the world, Stoney, he was seeing ghosts. And I think that, that didn't help him. But he's on his fourth team for, I don't want to say, maybe he's the new Baker Mayfield.
Yeah, and we heard.
Because Baker's found a home.
We heard Kevin O'Connell talk about the big drive, and the one he was talking about was after Jordan Mason took it in to make it 20-14.
Oh my gosh! Here we go.
Yeah, there were 10 minutes left in that game, and that was the moment the 49ers had one more crack at it. If they could have gotten a hold there, or at least a hold after just a few first downs, they might have been in better shape. But instead,
can I give you every play on Minnesota's drive?
Sure.
Okay. You don't want me to decide. You care?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so they run the ball to Jones 2 yards, 2nd and 8. Okay, Darnold scrambles, no yards. It's 3rd and 8. And then they hit Powell for 11 yards in the bunch formation, which the Niners just were confused all day long. Chandler then rushes it for 1 yard. It's 2nd and 9. Another incompletion from Sam. 3rd and 9, Stoney. And then they hit Mailer for 27 yards with 3 guys around him. 1st down and 3rd and 2, they get stopped, and then they kick the field goal. So, man, they had chances.
Yeah, if my math is right, I thought I calculated this right, but on the last drive of the first half, the Vikings were 3 for 3 on 3rd down and ended up with a field goal.
All right.
And on the last drive to put the game away, they were 3 for 3 on 3rd downs and ended up putting that game away with a field goal to make it 23-14. And meant the Niners had to score twice and get an onside kick, which they didn't do.
Yeah, Brandon Powell. I don't know how familiar you are. I wasn't looking for him in my fantasy draft, Stoney, but he made contributions. Ty Chandler, 10 for 82 yards, average 8.2 a pop. Longest was 25. So, they got contributions. But what hurts, if I'm in Ninerville, Stoney, what hurts to me is that last drive did not include Justin Jefferson. You know what I mean? They got it done without their McCaffrey.
Here's one of the things that the Niners did not do well yesterday was score early on their scripted series. And George Kittle was asked about that after the game and what's going on with the early drives in the first quarter.
I think our standards are higher than what we put on tape today. It's back-to-back weeks. We've started out like with two not great drives to start off. So we have, as an offense, we have to start better than that and not just have to rely on our defense, who they're going to say that they have to clean stuff up too, but you know, they caused two turnovers, but we also had two turnovers, so that's tough for us. I think Kyle said that we were really bad on third down. It's hard to win football games when you're like that, and we didn't run the ball that effectively today either. So the things that we're known for being good at, we weren't great at, and so that kind of explains why we lose.
But I would just tell Kittle, you did run effectively. You just didn't run enough. They averaged four with everybody. Brock had 2 for 12. Garrido, 1 for none. And Debo hurt everything, 2 for -10. But, Stoney, they did run it successfully.
Yeah. Did they do it enough is the question. Kittle was also asked about Christian McCaffrey. And what do you do without him?
Christian is the offensive MVP for a reason. He was in the MVP voting for a reason. He had 20-plus touchdowns for a reason because he does it all in the pass game, in the run game. It's like, I mean, it's really fun because it's like having Debo and him are just interchangeable. Like, you'll have Christian running routes, and then all of a sudden you put a Mike linebacker on him and Debo's in the backfield. You have no idea what you're going to get. So it just gives us another dimension. And then, you know, he's voted a captain. Like, he didn't do anything. He didn't do OTAs. He didn't do really much at training camp. He's still voted a captain. So, like, there's the impact that you guys can see. He has an incredible impact on this team. You know, just him being around, he boosts everyone's confidence. But, I mean, I still think we could have, I mean, we won last week. I think we had opportunities to, you know, find a way to win today. And, you know, we just didn't. But, yeah, it's just there's things that we can't do without Christian.
See, that was interesting. He talked for 50 seconds about McCaffrey and his influence, and then at the very end he says, but there are things we can't do without him. And the only thing I can assume there is he's talking about the interchange between him and Debo Samuel, or the attempts to throw it out of the backfield to Jordan Mason. I mean, they're just not going to do that as much. I think Mason had one catch in week one and one catch yesterday, so he's just not the same kind of back as Christian McCaffrey. They're not going to use him as a pass-catching back.
But that was his security blanket. Purdy, Stoney, was always to check down and throw it to McCaffrey, and we didn't see that last week, and we damn sure didn't see it yesterday. And Minnesota ran screens left and right and gashed them.
Maybe that's why you have to use Debo Samuel a little bit more in the backfield.
But they tried down in the goal line. It was like, what are you doing? You got Mason.
Yeah, I'm just saying he had 8 carries in week one, Debo Samuel did, and he had just 2 carries, -2 carries yesterday. Yeah. So, Kyle Shanahan, the 49ers, trying to figure out the best way to win games without Christian McCaffrey, somebody who's maybe their best offensive player, certainly their best running back, but also a great threat out of the backfield. When you play Jordan Mason, you just don't have that threat out of the backfield, and maybe something as subtle as that impacts the San Francisco 49ers offense, Goo.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. And it's Monday, right? Overreaction. Yep. But stuff has got serious here to where this game against the Rams is going to reveal a lot. Like, the new reality is McCaffrey's not walking through that door, either as Greenlaw. And I'd like to see more pressure. And if you can't get home on force, Donnie, everybody knows, just playing Madden, you got to blitz. You got to manufacture that pressure. And why would you – I'm just, again, not second-guessing Sorensen, but it's real. Why wouldn't you just throw the kitchen sink at him when I believe that's been his weakness, is having to make quick decisions? But you let him get settled in. He looked like USC Sam Darnold.
Yeah, they didn't get a ton of pressure on him. And
he throws a nice ball, too, right, Stoney?
Oh, now he throws a nice ball?
Oh, no, he's always had the arm talent. Come on now, I said that.
When?
It was a couple years ago.
So, no, I mean, just when I think back on the game yesterday, it felt like Darnold had more time than Purdy. It felt like he was just a little more comfortable.
They threw it from their own end zone. He got rewarded.
Yeah. All right. Coming up on the other side, we will be joined by Willard and Dibbs. And it is the crossover. What's coming up on the game is also presented by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Northside's and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.